Super Bowl Sunday today. It is Super Bowl Sunday today. Super Bowl Sunday. We're all doing something for Super Bowl. And we are, yes.
What's a Super Bowl?
What is a Super Bowl? I will have a question for Super Bowl. Do you think more people now tune in for commercials rather than the game?
Yes.
It's a good portion.
I think we have to call it the big game. We're not allowed to call it.
We can't say Super Bowl.
We're getting sued again?
Yeah, we're getting sued now.
Damn. The Thanks, NFL Brian. Game? Yeah. Fuck you.
The big game.
You can't say NFL either.
That's fine.
No, we can talk about it because we're a new source.
Yeah, we're
a new source, so we can say Super Bowl.
This is happening after
Super Bowl. It's not like we're having
Supra,
a big game.
The Super Bowl.
The big like game. That.
The Super Bowl.
So, going back to the question.
I like baseball.
Do you think more people tune into the trailer, see the movie trailers and the commercials rather than the game?
Depends who's playing.
Yeah.
I think that has a lot to do with it. Yeah. Like, I think Pittsburgh, Arizona, a lot more people tune in for commercials, yeah. But Denver, Seattle.
Anytime Baltimore's in a Super Bowl, fans. you watch for the
commercials. And do you think more people have
Balt?
Because as I read a story a few days ago, there's still almost 18,000 tickets left.
Yep.
So,
because it's, I mean, who's gonna it's in the middle of winter vortex.
Well, part of it was because it was snow.
Like, yeah.
That's never stopped anybody from going to
yes,
a
it has. This is
before.
The first Super Bowl game that's ever been in cold weather. Outdoors without a dome.
What are you talking about? The Cowboys played in snow when they were in the Super Bowl.
Played in snow and the Rams
like 2 feet of snow.
The Rams beat the Patriots
and the stadium is like right on the bay, so there's some weird wind happening. Where cold air is just circling around just in the stadium.
So why do you think?
I like to think that it has something to do with the fact that everybody watched the frontline film League of Denial, and they're all not supporting the NFL.
Sadly, I don't think it is. I would love for that to be true.
Wait, I'm giving it 10 years. I think it's going
to
change.
And why do you think the NFL hasn't decided to not have Super Bowl in a warmer climate?
It's whoever petitions and gets them.
Yeah,
it's a brand new $100 million stadium. That's why.
It's
freaking New York. They want to put it in the big giant stadium.
Well, you're going to have over 100,000 seats, but still, it's kind of like February, winter. I know football plays no matter what, but it's interesting that there were so many tickets left available.
Well, there was talk of moving it to Saturday because of the weather. Today.
No, that would be like a first ever, right?
But then now it's not even going
to
snow.
Which is ridiculous. So. They should definitely have Super Bowl on Saturday because nobody wants to go to work on Monday after watching Super Bowl.
That's a big controversy. People were hoping to make Monday a holiday. Why not? So many people watching the Super Bowl. There's a big campaign about this.
I'm surprised it
hasn't.
After
a Super Bowl.
In my house anymore.
There are more holidays in America, like President's Day or April, whatever, that I feel like we celebrate, but Super Bowl should be celebrated more because more people are into that.
Yeah, more people watch like, that than...
And why not Sunday? I mean, Sunday is traditionally
Sunday's
when
like
the family...
TV day, yeah.
Yeah, like that is always been the biggest TV day.
HBO moved...
All of the TV shows that are major are on
what,
Sunday.
It's over by 9.
5:30,
yeah. Yeah, it's over by 9. It's not like it's... Like people can go and be sobered up.
But there's always what's the TV show after
I'm
Super Bowl
for
this
Brooklyn
year?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is going to be playing after.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I cannot wait.
Is that the show that's playing?
I knew you guys were
and New Girl.
And New Girl. So those are the two things. Is that why Prince
race.
Is on tonight?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So it's Super Bowl thing.
Yep.
Because I remember.
I have to run from here to go transcribe my Terry Crews interview really fast.
Nice.
I totally forgot that was tonight.
So yeah, this
is the first Super Bowl that cold weather was the fear.
What do you talk about? The Patriots and
cold
Cowboys played 2 feet of snow.
Was that
not in
the
Super
Bowl?
That was before.
No,
absolutely the Super Bowl.
No, 1958 was the Baltimore Colts Cowboys, not Super Bowl. The Super Bowl has never been played. The Super Bowl. Now, there's been NFL championships all the way back to the 40s. Yes, those played in snow. Super Bowl has had snow.
Yes, it has.
I remember Rams won in the snow against the Patriots. Their only win was like 2009, I believe.
It was Cowboys in a dome. There was no snow in that game.
But
that was the fear of New York. That's why they almost said no. The host city has always either had to be in 50 degrees or higher or a dome. NFL ruled since like 67.
Is
the second Super Bowl.
Does anybody know how much the ads are this year?
$4 million.
For 30 seconds?
For 30 seconds.
30.
So it goes up every year.
Right.
By half a mil.
What?
It was at 3.
Somebody who buys advertising, I'm like, that makes
But that's not a lot of money to a Budweiser It's $4 million. It cost them probably.
But they've cost $1 million to make the commercial.
So $5 million of Budweiser is chump change.
30 seconds, and theirs are normally 2 minutes. Like, they're starting to have 2 minutes.
But they talk about it for like 2 weeks. It's huge for these companies. That's why all of the big companies do it. I mean, it's why Pepsi.
I remember when the Oscar ones used to have really expensive.
They still do, but not as much as Super Bowl.
They're a million plus, though. I mean, there's no joke about that, but Super Bowl, it's a beast unto itself.
So speaking of the commercials, what commercials have stuck out with you since you've been watching Super Bowl since you were little? That you remember?
All Budweiser commercials. Mm-hmm.
That's Raiders, yeah, that's AFC Championship.
I still
game.
Love the Budweiser frogs.
AFC Championship. Game.
I still love the Budweiser.
And then What's That?
What's Up Guys were great. That, I still love the little Darth Vader kid with the car.
That was recent.
Creepy.
That was 2 years ago.
But the What's Up was a cultural phenomenon.
It went
so
on
was
for
the
three
Budweiser.
Super Bowls.
Yeah, so was the Budweiser one.
Like Volkswagen.
The
Bud. Like,
well, do you remember when you were in high school going to get, hey guys, we can talk about this after the podcast.
We like snow though.
Keep going.
So remember, like, when you go to the mall and you'd see the Budweiser frog t-shirts from Gadzooks?
Yeah.
I mean, that was
That was a big thing.
Gadzooks, eh?
So was the What's Up thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
Budweiser's had a few. They've had horses.
The chameleons.
Yeah. There were the...
I forgot about the chameleons. They tried, and it was... The Clydesdales are still pretty
Doritos bad. Girl, what's her face? Hottie?
Ann Richards?
No.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
The bike girl.
What was her name?
She became a star because of a stupid show. The mobile girl, she was his first Super Bowl commercial.
Danica Patrick and her stupid GoDaddy.
The GoDaddy thing, that's still a big thing, right?
No one likes those.
Yeah, they're not.
No one really cares about that.
Well, back in 2010, Snickers had the really awesome, cool campaign with Betty White. Stop being a Betty, you know, acting like Betty White or Ava Goda.
Oh, yeah, and they were.
I mean, that made her career. I mean,
she blew up because of that.
Robin Williams just did one.
And that actually, you know, premiered in 2010.
And Bobcat Goldthwait was.
And we've talked about this earlier in the podcast that we think Seinfeld's going to have a reunion, right?
It's not a commercial, though.
It's not a commercial?
Are you sure, though?
Are you pretty sure?
Then we had, you know.
What I think was interesting, so this year we have a return, for Budweiser, we have a return to characters that they created last year with the Clydesdale trainer who trained the horse and then he found him in the parade. And he saw him in the parade, and the horse remembered him, and they had a moment, and Gwen cried. So
they were this week remaking that
week,
lion.
Well, now they read this week. They released the one that they're going to be showing tonight, which is about the same trainer training his horses, and next door is a puppy breeder, and a golden retriever or a lab comes over and becomes buddy buddy with the training. Which is sad because you start thinking about the fact that horse is not going to be there anymore.
That horse.
It also reminds
huge.
Me of the E-Trade commercial. It was one of my favorites. Was where they start off with a serious pic of this cowboy talking about his profession and how hard it is, and it's slowly revealed through the commercial that he's actually a cat wrangler, and it shows him on a horse wrangling all these cats, and it's one of the funniest moments. There's a lot of good.
But it's always interesting because you think about the fact that a lot of the commercials that stick with you, do they, except for maybe the Darth Vader one, how are they selling the product that they're trying to sell?
Not well.
You know, like, do you remember the commercial, but do you actually remember the product that they're selling?
Well, because Volkswagen's had a lot of good ads, like the Darth Vader one. Like, they didn't want to wear the Volkswagen was.
We are referencing them by their companies, though.
It's just
like, remember the Budweiser commercial.
Vin Doritos.
I mean, to some extent, I think it does do that.
Is Old Spice having anything this year? Because Old Spice has the best commercials ever made.
Oh yeah. I'm sure they will.
Terry Crews got his career
back.
I'm
hoping we're going to get a new AT&T commercial with Beck Bennett.
Or with Carrot Top.
I want to... Well, then Doritos has been doing a competition now for the last couple of years where they actually have a competition for their Super Bowl ads. So the best one they'll pick online
and
they play it.
Great idea because they get other people to come up with their brilliant ideas.
Take
all the money.
So since we talk about a lot of movies and a lot of movies and TV here, what trailers do they have? Movie companies are really big into the Super Bowl.
Well, I heard a lot of companies aren't actually doing trailers.
No, there's nine. They released. There were nine.
There's Noah's one of them.
Yeah, there's nine.
Captain America is
one
of them.
Noah's one of the big ones.
They released. That's another one that they've released all of them already online.
Yeah.
So it's like you're
all the commercials are already online.
Amazing Spider-Man 2 will have a trailer.
Wasting your money.
I don't think X-Men is going to do one.
No. That
is there anyone that's going to debut that we have not seen?
Well, there's supposed to be the full Winter Soldier trailer.
And then Amazing Spider-Man 2 trailer, they've only debuted a small piece of it. They haven't showed the whole thing.
There's a huge list of trailers that are all supposed to be at the Super Bowl this year.
That's interesting. So do you think anybody really cares about this game, like between the Seahawks this and the Broncos.
This is the best football game in at least it's the first one. There's a, in the last 20 years. There's only been 2 1-versus-1s: 93 and 2007, I think. And this is the first one where it's best offense rank and best defense rank. It's gonna be awesome. Super.
So I hope it's not a blowout. I hope it's yeah.
It shouldn't be a blowout.
So, and speaking of, the big thing that a lot of people look forward to is halftime. There hasn't been a good halftime show in a long time.
Again, so boring.
Yeah.
The last several have been terrible. And so this one is Red Hot Chili Peppers and who else?
And Bruno Mars.
Terrible.
Bruno Mars is the lead.
I thought Beyonce was actually pretty cool.
Yeah,
that was
Beyonce.
Terrible. That was awful.
Beyonce.
Black Eyed Peas?
Beyonce was terrible.
I like
compared
Beyonce,
to what they've had, though.
I liked Tom Petty a few years ago.
Was
I thought Tom
so
Petty's was
there was a group. There was a few years, like 7 years. There was Prince. There was Bruce Springsteen. There was
Reindeer and Purple
McCartney.
Paul
McCartney.
What the problem was that they realized after the Janet Jackson, you know, celebrating 10 years of that Janet Jackson Justin Timberlake thing, where they were like, "We got to play it safe." And they stopped in bringing in really... It's interesting this year and last year that they're bringing in modern pop stars versus, like, Tom Petty or Bruce Springsteen or Eric.
Well, they're teaming them up with like an older, more established band to help...
Which is weird.
To reach more of an audience, so more people stay tuned in instead of going to, like, watch the Puppy Bowl or something, which I'm sure...
Yeah.
Lingerie Bowl. It's all about the Lingerie Bowl.
So it's like Bruno Mars
and the Kitty Bowl
scar
is
tissue
starting.
Or something?
Oh, yes. Hallmark is competing with the
Puppy
Bowl.
Is Bruno Mars singing Scar Tissue with the Red Hot Peppers?
I hope so.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's so many other musicians you can pick from.
Who?
I think. I mean, not Bruno Mars, but like...
No, I'm saying The Who.
The Who would be awesome.
Woo!
Minus like one or two of them, but still. Eric Clapton would
what
be
you
great on there.
To, Ryan?
For the halftime show.
It would be pretty incredible.
Clapton would be great.
Or McCartney.
I'd also like to see, and I know this might be really horrible, but it's an American sport. I'd like to see American artists.
They tried that crap in Detroit with Kid Rock, and let's not do that.
Kid Rock was... Well, that was when they had like 10 people on. It was terrible.
Still the effing Super Bowl.
That was when like MTV...
when MTV used to produce them.
That was terrible.
I don't know why they don't go country.
No
way. It's the one genre that they could go to.
The only country...
And that's the people who watch football.
Yes.
The only country I want to see is either Willie Nelson...
It's a Pepsi halftime and not Coke.
I want Willie Nelson, or I'd do Garth Brooks because Garth Brooks puts on a decent show.
Like, Miranda Lambert couldn't go do that and
no,
everyone would love it.
No way.
I think it would be wonderful to see
Blake Shelton should just
Miranda Lambert's not big enough.
Why not?
He's one
it's better than Bruno freaking Mars.
He's not big enough. They'll use...
Bruno Mars is bigger than Blake Shelton. He's on fucking The Voice.
They'll use Miranda Lambert. No, Blake Shelton maybe, but not Miranda.
You
can
just get that stupid cast, and that's a fine Super Bowl. Let's
Kiss.
Yeah.
I know Kiss like
Kiss
opened up, but
really?
Kiss would be a great halftime show.
Why?
It would be a great halftime.
Actually,
show.
Actually, they probably would some fire.
Rock and roll.
It's an opera singer. Or no, she's.
Is she the one that farts all the time?
No, she's a...
she farts the national anthem.
No, she's a legit operatic voice.
What?
It's going to be really good.
But wasn't there another one, too? Wasn't it Queen Latifah or somebody else?
They scratched someone, but I don't remember
who
it
was. Yeah.
So,
was it Jay-Z, since he's representing?
Oh, no, that was interesting last night. So, yesterday being Saturday, in New York... As we remember, because we had the Super Bowl in Dallas a few years ago, the entire city of Dallas was shut down for the week, even though it snowed, because there were parties and stuff happening and all these celebrities and everything. Well, same thing happened in New York City, that last night for DirecTV, Beyonce and Jay-Z did a show that apparently like attracted, they're thinking, probably more people to watch that show of Beyonce than we'll probably watch the halftime tomorrow.
That's crazy.
Today.
So who do you think will win? Who do you use your money on? Broncos or Seahawks?
Since the weather's not going to be bad, Denver.
Denver? Broncos. What about you?
Broncos.
The E-Trade, baby.
Okay.
Broncos.
Seahawks right here.
Really?
Seahawks.
Money?
I have not watched the game all year.
Money?
So I'm going with Seahawks, just because y'all said Broncos.
Going to make it interesting?
It is the year of the
$1,000
in China. So.
One
I do love that it finally became a joke this season of people for this lead up to this game of like what would it be like if a Seahawk and a horse actually battled if it was real. Because I had seen a comedian last week that was making that joke that it's like the only way that football would ever be interesting is if the actual animals that were the mascots did fighting. And I was like, yes.
And the final thing, isn't in Washington, Denver legalized marijuana?
Yeah, it's, so it's called the Super Bowl.
Do you think it'll be a pot commercial?
No. Probably not.
No?
They
no.
can't afford it. Yeah.
Not on NBC.
No. All right. Well,
it's not on NBC.
It's
on Fox.
That's why it's a joke. Assholes.
No, it wasn't.
Fox.
Was it a joke, Gotti? Was it?
Well, that's our Super Bowl coverage, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Bam.
Multimedia Men.
Tell us what we missed.